Time now, latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, Inter turn to Claudio Ranieri to turn round their poor start to the Italian season. Bob Bradley, a former coach of the USA, takes over Egypt's national team. And Rory McIlroy tells the BBC Tiger Woods will never again dominate golf as he once did. But we begin in Italy, where Inter have appointed Claudio Ranieri as their new coach. The former Valencia, Chelsea, Juventus and Roma boss succeeds Giampiero Gasperini, who was sacked on Wednesday after just 5 matches in charge. Ranieri's first game will be against Bologna this Saturday.
I'm not getting over emotional. I'm determined. This is a beautiful job, a stimulating one. And I'm convinced that with the boys we have, that I can help them. This team has desire, that's important. There's no need for any revolutionary changes. The president obviously loves his team, and he's wished me well. Sitting in the same seat as Mourinho isn't the motivation for doing well. He's a coach I admire, but the motivation is working for Inter. This is a great club.
Well, the Italian football journalist Gabriele Marcotti has told the BBC any suggestion Ranieri is the nearly man of Italian football is wide of the mark. Having previously finished third in Serie A with Juventus and second with Roma, Marcotti insists there are few better coaches available.
The one obvious better man who's unemployed right now is Carlo Ancelotti, but obviously he's not an option. But I think the reality is that, you know, if you look at Ranieri's record, you know, this is a man who, in the very first year of the Abramovich era, took Chelsea to second place. This is a man who, at Juventus, when the club were newly promoted to Serie A and, you know, didn't have a really good team, took them to second place on the table. And most of all, this is a man who took over Roma a couple years ago, a Roma side that looked to be imploding, and he made up 14 points on Jose Mourinho and nearly won the Serie A title. So I think it's foolish to judge a manager simply by his medals. I think you have to look at the resources he had at his disposal when he won one of those medals. People like Mourinho and Fabio Capello and whatnot, you know, have, you know, they enjoyed, and Fabio Capello and whatnot, you know, have, you know, they enjoy the best players with the clubs, and so the bar is set higher for them. You expect them to win, but I think it's when somebody can do exceptionally well when the resources aren't so great, I think that's what you need to look at.
The big issue now is, with the transfer window having closed, he's got to work with Gasperini's players. Are Inter good enough to turn around this awful start?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I don't even know that I would call them Gasperini's players. I don't even, you know, he inherited most of them himself, and I'm not even sure how much of a hand he had in the new signings that did come in. But there's no question the squad is good enough to challenge for the title, possibly, you know, certainly finish top three. I don't think that's... you know, that's really an item for discussion, and that's going to be, you know, his challenge this season. The main thing to remember, though, is Ranieri was brought in because he's very good at working with veteran players and at sort of managing situations. I think the broader challenge for Inter is going to be to find a way to rebuild with young players and while meeting UEFA's financial fair play requirements. And you wonder if Ranieri is the right man to do that.
Gabriele Marcotti speaking there to the BBC's Richard Fleming. Meanwhile, one of Claudio Ranieri's former clubs, Roma, continue to struggle in Serie A. They conceded a late equaliser to draw 1-1 at home to newly promoted Siena. It was a second point of the season for Roma, who are without a win from their opening 3 matches under new manager Luis Enrique. He's told Italian television, "We are far from where we want to be, but I still have faith." Newly promoted Real Betis have gone top of Spain's Primera Liga. Roque Santa Cruz scored twice in a 4-3 win at home to Real Zaragoza. Betis winning despite having their goalkeeper sent off with 20 minutes to go. 2 late goals from Juan Carlos Perez pulled it back to 4-3, but they held on to set a Spanish league record for the best ever top flight start by a promoted club. 4 wins out of 4 now. It's left them 2 points clear of Valencia. In the night's other game, Walter Pandiani came off the bench to score an injury time winner as mid-table Espanyol beat Getafe 1-0 at home. That was a 3rd successive defeat for Getafe. They've not won away since January, and they're 2nd from bottom. The former coach of the United States national team, Bob Bradley, has agreed to take charge of Egypt. The 53-year-old will succeed Hassan Shehata, who led the Pharaohs to 3 successive Africa Cup of Nations titles. The holders, though, have failed to qualify for next year's finals, but Bradley believes he can revive their fortunes going forward.
The Egyptian players are very good. In the United States, we worked to prepare the team in all ways, technically, tactically, physically, and I think this is important.
Liverpool's manager Kenny Dalglish hopes the England coach Fabio Capello will be cautious about selecting Steven Gerrard so soon after his return from injury. Gerrard featured for the first time since March when he came off the bench in the second half of Liverpool's League Cup victory at Brighton on Wednesday. England will play Montenegro in a Euro 2012 qualifier in just over 2 weeks' time, and while he's spoken about how Liverpool won't take any chances with the midfielder, Dalglish knows Gerrard's possible selection for the national team is out of his hands.
I don't pick England's team, so whatever they have to do, they have to do. But I would just hope that they'd be as intelligent as what we have been. The most important person in the whole lot is Stephen himself, and it's great to see him back. He's missed an awful lot of football through injury, so he's done brilliant to get where he is, and we'll just continue in the intelligent manner that we have done with him and look forward to him getting even fitter.
Golf has moved on, and the former world number one Tiger Woods can never again achieve the level of success he enjoyed in the past. That's according to this year's US Open winner Rory McIlroy. Woods' form fell away in the light of well-publicised personal issues, and he's since struggled because of injury. McIlroy's told the BBC the American's best years are behind him.
I think we saw the best of Tiger in 2000 and 2001. I don't think golf can be played any better than that. But, you know, he didn't need to play that good to win tournaments. When he played that good, he won the US Open by 15 shots. He won the Open by 9. He won the Masters by 12. He doesn't need to play that good to win golf tournaments. So, I mean, I think we've probably seen the best of Tiger Woods, but that's not to mean that he's not going to start winning again.
So even Tiger, at not quite his very best, could still be the top-ranked golfer in the world?
I think it'll be difficult for him. I think the fields are a lot deeper and guys are getting a lot better. He set the benchmark, and that's the benchmark that we were all trying to get to. And I don't think anyone's quite got there yet, but we're getting closer. But I think it would be a tough ask for him to get back to where he was.
Rory McIlroy there speaking to the BBC's Matt Slater. The world record holder for the women's marathon, Paula Radcliffe, says she's less than impressed with a decision by athletics governing body, the IAAF, to remove her best time of 2 hours, 15 minutes and 25 seconds from the record books because it was set during a mixed race. That will now be known as a world best, with another of her times, more than 2 minutes slower, but set during a women-only race, being recognised as the world record.
They're just making everything too complicated when I actually don't think it makes that much difference. I honestly believe that I would have run in the 2:15s on my own, and that you probably get as much pacing or assistance from bikes alongside you, camera bikes and things, as you do from a guy running alongside you. I made the very conscious decision so that it wouldn't be judged that they really helped me. I never ran beside them in London. I never spoke to them beforehand. I never specified a pace. We just ran together and raced. And it's just making everything very complicated. I mean, the Americans have got to go back and find an American record from 1984. Because they can't find one now that is actual standing. I think a lot of people are just going to look at it as a farce, and they're not going to be able to not have mixed races because it's not practical, and I really don't think it makes so much difference. I mean, sometimes it can actually upset your rhythm more being mixed in amongst than it can do having a women's only race, but you're still at the end of the day running on your own 2 feet, 26.2 miles, and that's it.
Paula Radcliffe speaking to the BBC in Berlin, where she'll race the city's marathon there this Sunday. That'll be her first outing over the distance since she competed in the New York Marathon 2 years ago. Before we go, let's remind you of our top sports story this hour. And Inter have appointed Claudio Ranieri as their new coach. The former Valencia, Chelsea, Roma and Juventus boss has succeeded Giampiero Gasperini. He was sacked on Wednesday after just 5 matches in charge. They were without a victory in Serie A. They'd also lost the Super Cup to Milan as well. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.